Today's daf is Shabbos daf Chavav. Rav Zilberstein in Chashukei Chemed asked the following question. Let's say that someone is sick and he has some medication that's applied to his body, some kind of cream, and is somehow flammable. And on the instructions in the medication, it says stay away from fire. So, and I guess the facts are, he writes, Amnam emena sakana mamashit ala chashash sakana rachok yesh. Not a very likely possibility of danger, but there's some danger. So he wants to know, can you light Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah? And he wants to bring our Gemara from today's daf. Today's daf says that we don't light with balsam Ner Shabbos because we're afraid that the flame will fly around and it will light the house because it's easily flammable. And it could spread around and it can burn the house down. Now Tosos asked the question actually. So why is it only forbidden on Shabbos? Why is it only forbidden to use this balsam oil balsam sap only on Shabbos? It should also be forbidden during the week if there's a danger. Now the Rashban Tosvos believe that the Gemara thinks it's forbidden even during the week, but Tosos doesn't agree. Tosos of Zilberstein wants to suggest that maybe, interestingly enough, since there's a far likelihood, there's not a strong likelihood of it causing damage, so you can light it for a mundane matter, but if it's for a mitzvah, this might be counterintuitive, but if it's for a mitzvah, then we would say don't do it. Why? Because it's a gnai to the mitzvah, it's a denigration to the mitzvah that if something happens to it, if some danger results for you performing the mitzvah, it's going to look worse. So just if you want to light this balsam oil for a regular candle during the week, fine. If something happens, something happens. But you shouldn't use that for a mitzvah because if something bad happens, then it not only will cause whatever will cause damage, but it will also be a denigration to the mitzvah itself. And in any case, that's how it answered Tosfos. And in any case, in our situation, he seemed to say that a sick person who, let's say, he has some cream that has something flammable, he thinks that he should not light near Chanukah, but he should appoint someone else to light for him and recite the bracha. And the same thing for Ner Shabbos as well. Have a wonderful day.